Hi. How did that sound? Was that sort of just normal? Because I got very close to the microphone then.
Yeah, it just sounded.
It just sounded normal.
Normal, but a bit sort of slow and
okay.
Slurred. And
see, I wanted it to sound really dramatic because I'm thinking of sort of going into the dramatist area, you know, so we can get really serious people listening to this, like Attenborough and officials. Yeah, because we've tried the comedy thing. It hasn't worked, has it? It hasn't worked. And,
You mean we were trying to be funny?
Well...
I wasn't.
Well, I don't know if it was humour or what, but it wasn't serious. So I thought we're going to go like, right, let's grit down to the serious stuff.
Right, okay.
Let's tackle the issues, all right? Let's be like Paxman and,
Our first issue. Come on.
So, let's have a look at the news. Miller Band urges U-turn on economy. He didn't. He's got to start. David Cameron must start showing some leadership. Oh, the feisty bastard. Right. Labour in tuition fees. Labour pledges maximum cap of £6,000 on tuition. Oh.
Wow. Oh. There we go.
Well, you know. Okay. Let's have a look at the world. You've got to try and pick out the ones that aren't involving, like, suicide bombers and murderers.
Well, that's pretty much all that's happening in the world.
Yeah, that's the problem I've found it. Nurses want longer visiting hours. Oh, they do.
Do they get lonely?
Well, apparently. The Royal College of Nursing calls for extended visiting times in hospitals. Wow.
Any reason? Or they just sort of...
So relatives can become more involved in their care.
I see what they're doing there. Relatives can be... Yeah, they can take care of them.
Yeah, oh, right.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, damn nurses making reasonable requests. Anyway, pensions and ICEs hit by turmoil. Turmoil, Ben!
Wow, that's like a big news word for bad things.
It doesn't sound good, does it?
No.
Right, the pension income bought from retirement savings has fallen. Guess by how much percent?
It's going to be like point something, isn't it?
14!
Wow!
Oh,
actually, that's an impressive figure. Normally, they're point something, and it's like, yeah, that's underwhelming, really.
If it's point something, it's not really a number.
Yeah.
14%! Wowzers. Wow. And apparently, Nike's profits have increased. Oh. It says Nike's profits have increased by sales. You think, but what else?
increased by sort of mystic powers or something.
Yeah.
They've been praying very hard.
Exactly.
And then they've increased it. Yeah.
Maybe.
Nike have increased by act of God.
Yeah, it can't have been reputation with third world charities.
No, can't have been that.
See, that's me trying to be political there. It didn't really go well, did it?
No.
I didn't. Vote on Scots Labour leader role. Labour is preparing to change its party's rules so that it can have a new, and they use the word, beefed up leader in Scotland, making the role official.
Trying to be relevant. Trying to use what they think the public use in terms of words.
Have you ever heard someone use the term beefed up in your life?
Yes, I have actually.
In day-to-day conversation?
Oh, no, not in day-to-day life. It's always been in media.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not just chatting down and we go, yeah, it's beefed up. Unless there was some beef involved.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a burger
with
extra beef in it. It's been beefed up.
I was picturing a burger on some sort of lift or escalator.
Oh, yeah, that would work.
Then the beef is up.
Yeah. How do we get from pensions to beef burgers?
Well, it's probably just the news is wide. Oh, right. Technology is. This is what Newsnight should be like.
We're just shouting the news headlines and then just saying, oh, yeah.
Computer's broken.
That's good. This is what Newsnight should be like.
Computer's broken.
Can't do anything. We're just going to sit here and go, oh. Well.